The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. Bottom of this hour, we're going to dig into this Reuters story that is, I want to spend a little time on the political analysis of how this story came about first. I have a theory, could be all wet about it, but I believe this is what happened, and I want to share that with you, so that's one thing. But the bigger issue is really, should the Ag Commission race be all about oil? I mean, what does that say? When a rancher who previously ran for governor and a legislator who now says, okay, now here's my chance, now I can get in there. I wasn't going to run, but now I am going to run. And he wants to be Ag Commissioner, but he doesn't want to talk about anything but oil. I'm really confused. So I think what we need to do really is invite both these folks on and maybe have a version of what we talked about last hour that Bill O'Reilly wanted to have happen in the presidential race, because this is the presidential race of this coming election, really. I mean, the Democrats are going to put a lot of chips on this one, literally, in the dollars and cents side. And they're going to try and tar and feather a good guy in Doug Goring and paint a story about him. They just do it very, very well. And that's what this article is all about in my mind. But I'm really more interested, because that's sort of politics, I'm more interested in what farmers and ranchers, what folks in the energy industry think about the Ag Commission post and the responsibilities behind it and what you want an Ag Commissioner to do. Because I think really this is about aspirations of Ryan Taylor and the Democrats to gain a seat on the Industrial Commission, and that's their laser-like focus rather than the other thing. So we're going to dig into that a little bit, bottom of this hour. Haley Hennen, the youngest member of the Hennen family, is going to join us on the program only because I tend to listen to the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, and he did suggest this as a good segment. Haley is going to come on and talk about Instagram. Do you know what Instagram is? Yeah, I don't either. Just that it's Facebook with pictures. That's kind of all I know. So we'll get an Instagram social media 101 update from a sixth grader on the program today, coming up in this hour of What's On Your Mind. In the meantime, Todd, do you remember when we were getting some calls from listeners with questions about the bee industry? I remember this one specifically, and it was concern over the reduction in the bee population and concerns that GMO was the reason. That was kind of a theory. That's one thing I want to tackle with our expert guest. And do you remember the one about somebody calling saying they'd gotten stung and they were mad that bees were kept alongside of the road? Do you remember that, Todd?
Not specifically, but I mean, I vaguely remember something, yes.
And if that person's still listening, we're never going to remember every nuance of this story, but, you know, we've got an expert on for you. We want to talk about those two things specifically, and really just another piece of the, I guess, the ag industry in North Dakota, and that is the bee world, with someone that's been there, done that, 60 years in the industry. Isn't that incredible? And if you go to, like, Walmart or Sam's Club, you see their products under the label of Subi Honey. Dale Bauer from Fertile, Minnesota, joining us today on What's On Your Mind, a real live beekeeping expert. Dale, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Glad you could join us. I know your son, Dan, very well, and you guys run a great operation there in Fertile, Minnesota, and we really appreciate you taking a few times to enlighten us on the industry. So let's start with the basics. Reduction down, Dale.
The conditions now?
Why is the bee population down? What are the conditions that have led to the bee population reduction over the last couple of years?
Well, it's chemicals, neonicotinoids, they're just killing us. The gets worse every year as they put more chemicals on different plants. It's very scary. They won't. It's this hard to keep a beehive alive this day and age. We used to have about a 10% loss. Now we're up to 40 to 50% loss, and no help in sight.
And is there some place we can turn, Dale, that says, okay, here's an independent analysis of how this is happening, and this is why Dale and Dan Bauer and the others in the industry believe it's about the chemicals and about GMOs? Is there, I guess, not that I don't trust you, I do, I just know there's quite a robust debate about this over GMOs. How do we know it's the GMOs?
Well, we've got to go back a ways. When that first come out in 1995, that was the first time we was hit with them on canola in North Dakota. After that, it just kept getting worse. As the more poundage they used, the worse it got. And about 2004, 2005, it got so bad that we couldn't hardly keep a beehive alive, which is the same today. It's no doubt in my mind that's what is causing it. You just can't put up with that many chemicals. And it's just not the bees it's affecting. It's affecting a lot of other things. Birds, butterflies, bumblebees. And my biggest question, what is it doing to our children?
All things that I think everybody needs to consider and get the facts on, and we've spent times on this program on the topic, and we need to in the future. We do Ag Matters on Tuesday with our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and they often talk about this issue from a different perspective, but I appreciate all perspectives on this. That's why we do the show we do. And by the way, welcome any calls or comments on this for our expert today on the program. So it sounds to me like it's a timing thing, that basically a number of these chemicals and these changes in the industry came along about the mid-90s, and you can track the decline in the bee population at about the same time. Is that why you're so convinced about it, Dale?
Yes, that's correct. One time in 1995, I went to North Dakota to check on our bees, and we went to a bee yard, and bees wasn't flying right. It's like it's all lost, and first thing you know, that yard was pretty well gone. It's just something that they can't tolerate. It, and nowadays it's on everything out there, the corn, soybeans, sunflowers, sugar beets, everything that's got a blossom, we're in trouble.
Is there any place where you have a, for lack of a better term, a safe zone where you could test your theory, where there are no chemicals applied from the ones you're talking about that are the biggest concern, where you see the bee population thriving?
Well, not in our outfit, but there is outfits that run in western South Dakota where there is no corn or soybeans much, and even western North Dakota is better than Minnesota or eastern North Dakota. It's just pretty obvious what's happening. Years ago, we used to get away from them, but it's impossible nowadays.
And give me a sense of the impact. You've been in this game a long time, six decades, and as you look at the sweep of those six decades, what kind of an impact is this reduction in bee population, whatever is causing it, whether it's your theory or any other, having as in the way of an economic impact on you and other folks in the industry?
Well, it's, cutting our crops in half, and we wouldn't be surviving if it wasn't for pollination of nuts in California. It's if we keep going like it is, I don't think we're going to last. It's that serious. And another thing, they pulled it off the market in Europe, over there, and I don't know why our EPA can't do that. They always say they got all the answers, but I think there's a lot more to this than that. It's always coming back to that almighty dollar.
Well, the EPA is, they'd screw up a one-car parade, right? So I'm not going to wait for them to fix anything, even if we did get to the bottom of it. Let's get a question in here for you from a listener. Tim in Bismarck, your question quickly for our guest, Dale Bauer, beekeeper for over 60 years out of Fertile, Minnesota. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Dale, I got a quick question for you. I'm a motorcycle enthusiast, and I drive a lot of miles on the road. And my question is why do bee farmers insist on putting their livestock so close to the road? I bet you when I drive by beehives that are 100 feet off of the road, I'd probably kill 50 to 60 of your bees or your livestock, and when I'm on a motorcycle, I'm taking out just as many. And I've never understood if you guys are trying to protect your livestock like farmers do with cows and other things, why don't they put them farther off the road, like a half a mile or so? That's my question. I'll listen and I'll hang up. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Go ahead, Dale.
If we did, there'd be very few bees in North Dakota because there's no roads you get to get back in service on a half mile off the main drag. And the bees that are killed along the highway, it's a shame, but it's very minute because a good beehive got 50,000 bees in it, and you might kill four or five. So it'd be good if we didn't have to, but we have to have a place to set them. And we personally try to get them off the road, but we don't always succeed either.
Interesting. I'd love to learn a little bit more about that, too. We'll talk more on the other side of the break here. That was kind of the question that came up. I think it was a motorcyclist enthusiast that had brought that up previously. So we'll talk about that when we continue on What's on Your Mind. We're chatting today with Dale Bauer. Don't go away, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
About 30 seconds here.
This one's for your beekeeper. If there seems to be an ever-increasing number of hives close to your main highways. If there's three bees on my motorcycle windshield or five bees on my car windshield as I drive by these places, how can that be good for the bee population? I mean, dead bees make no honey. Have a good day.
Well, I appreciate the call. Basically, the same question as the other caller had come in, and you've pretty much answered it. But just to recap a little bit, if you would. By the way, we're chatting with Dale Bauer, longtime beekeeper. Is it beekeeper? Is it bee farmer? What do you call yourself, Dale?
Beekeeper is what it is.
Yeah, okay. And so we're chatting about this topic today based on some calls we'd had in previously related to the decline in the bee population and also this question from other motorcyclists. And you've explained that it's a minute number that you lose. Obviously, it's an inconvenience for motorcyclists. Excuse me. But, Dale, tell me again why the bees need to be near the main thoroughfares.
They don't have to be by the main thoroughfare if we got a road to get back in the field someplace. We take trucks in to pull honey out of it and move the bees, and we got to have a road of some sort. It don't have to be a real good one, but enough to get a truck back.
All right, I get it. It's not your first choice, but it's an access issue. I just got to be able to get to it.
Yeah, that's right. That's all it is. It ain't our first choice. We'd like to have them all off the road a quarter mile if we had access to getting there.
Makes sense. It's sort of like a radio broadcast tower. You know, you have an ideal location for it based on the signal it's going to send out, but you also got to be able to get to it when something goes wrong, and so you need access, and so that makes total sense to me. By the way, do you usually own the land that those bees are on? Do you rent it? Do you lease it? How does that work? How does the relations with the landowner go, Dale?
Well, we kind of have a gentleman's agreement with the farmers. We ask them for permission to put them on their land, and we ended up giving them some honey in the fall, and if they're raising a seed crop, they benefit from that, sunflowers, soybeans, whatever, with pollination. So it's a kind of a two-way street. It works good for both of us.
Yes, that makes sense. And given the value of the dollar these days, thanks to a whole lot of things, that's probably a better bang for the buck anyway. Some great honey, and I know I reminded folks earlier, but correct me if I'm wrong, Bauer honey goes into Subi honey that folks can find at major retail outlets around the country, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some good Bauer honey out of Fertile, Minnesota, and I've had some, it is fabulous. I like the stuff. You have actually a barbecue sauce that you put honey in, too, don't you, Dale?
Yes, we do. We have two brands, a southern brand and a local, and the Louisiana brand is a little hotter, but they're both very good.
They are very good. Another question here from Sally in Grand Forks for Dale Bauer. Go ahead, Sally, quickly with your question, if you would.
I'm at it. That springs off of what I've been hearing. You know, people are looking at this like, oh, well, this is a bee issue or this is a crop issue. Well, you know, these GMOs, we're taking some serious risks here. We're talking about this like it's maybe we'll lose honey production or maybe this is bad for the bee industry. Well, what's bad for the bee industry is ultimately going to be bad for every crop that we need to survive with. And we need to start working with nature instead of trying to get around nature on some of this stuff.
Sounds like you're in agreement with Dale, Sally. Any quick question?
I am. Yeah, I agree with him. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, you bet. Appreciate the call and always appreciate comments as well. I just want to keep moving here so we have limited time with Dale.
Well, Tyrone. Sally is right because if all the bees disappear, there'll be 30% less food in the grocery stores, and I think it's a very serious situation coming. And I really don't see how we're going to survive it if they don't curtail that use of that product.
That's a pretty significant statement. I want you to explain that to me. You said if this decline continues, whatever the cause of the decline, if the decline continues, we're going to have 30% less food in the grocery stores. Is that what you said?
Certain foods, yes. You won't have melons. You won't have cucumbers. You won't have berries. You won't have almonds. There's very, very many things that benefit, if the bees benefit it. You know, without pollination, you just don't get them. You'll have peaches and apples and everything. You won't get apples without good pollination. It's a lot more far-reaching than you think. And it's very critical.
No, I we need to understand this, which is why we have you on today. Another call that came in off air, and then we'll get to Bob and Wes. So go ahead and roll that, Chris, if you would.
Yeah, I'm one of the people that called in about the bees. I'm the person that had an adjacent property that had beehives on it, and they didn't have any provisions for water for the bees. Bees need water, and they ended up in my yard because I have water in my yard for my animals. And it got to the point where we couldn't even go over the house because there's so many honeybees in our yard. And I was just wondering, whose responsibility is it? Is it the beekeeper? Is it the landowner? Whose responsibility is it to make sure that they have the water they need? And who do you contact if you have a problem like that? Thank you.
Could you hear all that, Dale?
Yeah, they have a state apiaries division down there and in Bismarck. And it's a minor problem in a way, but it isn't if you're fighting the bees. You know, 90% of the time we probably get enough dew and rain so there's a little bit of water standing around that they'll take up. But if they do need water, they will find your tank. And it does get to be a problem. If it's too big a problem, we can carry water out there and give them water. But 90% of the time you don't need that.
I'm going to squeeze in one more quick call or comment, but literally only 20 seconds left for it. Bob and Wes Hope, let her rip. What's up?
I was just wondering if this guy is like some of these other bee people. Do they get permission from the landowners, or they just go in and put them up? I do some haying out here in a yard, and the last 2 years I couldn't do the hay in that yard because the bees are out there, and I don't have a cab.
Right. Let's quickly have him address that. Did you mention earlier how it works?
We do get permission from every farmer. We have him sign a slip that we can go on the land. That's got to be filed with the state of North Dakota. And we definitely just don't send them off on any place there is. We
right,
have
Bob,
permission.
So if that's happening, find out who's doing it, Bob, and get to the bottom of it, because it shouldn't happen that way, it sounds like. Only a minute left, but I want to give you the full minute for anything else you want to say here, Dale. What hasn't been said today that you want to say?
Well, we pretty well covered things, but, you know, a lot of this stuff is just common sense, and if everybody could start working in the same direction, but everybody's trying to put the blame someplace else on cell towers, cell phones, everything else. Just look at the facts. We didn't have this problem before 1995, and it's got worse every year since they started using more chemical. And I sure thank you for the privilege of talking with you.
No, the privilege is all ours, sincerely. I really appreciate everything, and I can't wait to get some of that barbecue honey out of the Bauer honey plant and fertile next time we're through heading up to Union Lake, one of our favorite places on earth. So, Dale, best to you and Dan and the entire Bauer team. We appreciate everything very much. Dale Bauer, 60-year beekeeper, with us on What's on Your Mind to answer your questions, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You know, you were talking about the GMOs affecting the bee population. Biggest manufacturer of GMOs, and you're not going to be able to fight these guys alone because they have great legal services. It's called Monsanto. They make the biggest majority of this stuff. Check out a DVD called The World According to Monsanto. It'll be an eye-opener for you. That doesn't scare you. Nothing else will. And they don't care about the bee population. They're only worried about the almighty dollar. P.S. These guys also were the ones who created Agent Orange during the Vietnam era. I know. I was there. I saw it. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thanks for calling. That was a call that came in off air, which we, by the way, welcome 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on our What's On Your Mind hotline at 855-200-1776. First of all, don't know the caller's name because he didn't leave his name, but thank you for your service in Vietnam, number one. Every day we had to find a Vietnam vet to thank because you didn't get the thanks you deserved when you came back. So that's number one. Number two, you voiced an opinion that's out there on Monsanto and GMOs that I've heard before. And I don't trust any big business, to tell you the truth. I don't trust GE. I don't trust Monsanto. Any big corporate business, I would tend to agree with you. They're going to worry a lot more about the almighty buck than they are people. On the other hand, they employ a lot of people, and I don't just automatically say they're all bad either. The one thing I would say about the whole GMO debate is I do trust the North Dakota Farm Bureau. I really do, because that's county by county, city by city, really good folks that are neighbors that are really concerned, and they're on the opposite side of this. I don't know what I believe on it. I think the best thing to fix it is to sit around the table and talk about it, and that's why you need folks like Dale Bauer and others. But I certainly welcome opinions on it, because I know there's a lot of what I call, Todd will probably hit a buzzer, a boogeyman theory about GMOs and crops and what, you know, and it's sort of a change thing, right? We just don't like change. I get that. I'm with you. I'm a dinosaur myself. But on the other hand, I think we need to be rational about it. I want to know why the bee population has declined the way it has since 1995. I really want to know. I like folks like the Bowers. I like farmers. I see them surviving on California right now. I guess they found the one thing that works in California. So anyway, I'm with you completely. By the way, need to mention our friends at PetroServe USA. But before I do that, another off-air caller that came in on our earlier conversation on the whole Mitt Romney thing, and it's from Larry. Larry, let's have your say on what's on your mind today.
Scott, I'm surprised you got any phone call. Obama voters, I didn't realize the dead and rigged voting machines were capable of making phone calls.
Well, I think that was a real live human being, Larry, and I'm glad to hear you a little more calm than you were the last time we had you talking about the Social Security office. Maybe we resolve that. Kevin Cramer's here weekly with the Talk Radio Town Hall, and Larry called quite upset one day. You might have heard that promotional announcement for the show about the fact that he went down to the Social Security office. They closed at 3 in the afternoon, and he was kind of ticked about it. I was a little worried about his health that day. I don't know about you, but I didn't get exactly where you were going there, but I don't necessarily place the outcome of the election on the dead voting or election machines. That again to me would be the boogeyman theory a little bit. I think Bill O'Reilly is closer to it than you are, Larry. And Bill O'Reilly says he didn't want to win. My view is, this was a discussion in the first hour. My view is he just had horrible staff, and that led us to how bad staff, bad advice can screw up the best of candidates. And I believe that's what happened. I'm gratified to see the change in the polling because right now a story from, what's this from, Chris? The Week. What's theweek.com? Never heard of it, but Chris might, well, it's a CNN poll, okay, but it's an analysis from The Week says Americans are so down on President Obama at the moment that if they could do the 2012 election all over again, they'd overwhelmingly back the former Massachusetts governor's bid. That's just one finding in a brutal CNN poll released Sunday, which shows Romney topping Obama in a re-election rematch by a whopping 9-point margin. Well, the point is, that's ancient history. There won't be a rematch. It's over. I'd rather look forward than look back. But anyway, we're brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. Larry, if you want to have a conversation about why Romney lost, let's do it over coffee at PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields and give you choice at the pump. And they have this great deal. In fact, it's where I had breakfast this morning. You fill up, and you get that taken care of. Then you go inside and have 4 for $4. That'd be like a big mug of coffee and a breakfast pizza from Hot Stuff and a couple of cookies for later in the day to snack on. Or you can do, pepperoni or the other single-topping pizzas later in the day and a 20-ounce pop and the 2 cookies. All those items all day, every day. That's the special thing about PetroServe USA. That's a 4 for $4. There's not one in Jamestown, but there's one in Valley City. And Brian, I bet, stops there. Maybe at the one in Bismarck that's right in the shadow of the Capitol. And he's up next to tell us what's on his mind. Hey, Brian, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I just wanted to make a couple of comments about what the beekeeper was talking about. I don't know if he'd mentioned this, but applicating any type of insecticide or fungicide on flowering crops or any type of flowering vegetation, and when the bees visit that, they bring it back into the nest. Yes, that can be a way to wipe out a colony, and it does happen. But the other things I didn't hear mentioned, and I just got the tail end of it, was what about parasitic wasps, disease that runs through the colonies and stuff? GMOs and insecticide spraying are not the only reason that bee populations are being wiped out, and that's proof. If you just talk to the Department of Agriculture, the guys who coordinate weed training or weed spraying training for agricultural purposes, that was a heavy topic this year when everybody went back for recertification. And they stressed heavily on the importance of not spraying flowering crops, contacting beekeepers that are in your area before you do any applications to find out where they're at and making sure you're not spraying next to them. Not only that, but on your MSDS sheets for all these chemicals, just in the last year, they've added, it's almost like a placard sign, and it's got a honeybee on it. Everybody's drawing more attention to this, so it's not like the Monsantos and the farmers and everybody are working against the beekeepers to kill off their population, and I think they understand how they coincide with each other. So just another aspect of it.
No, and I appreciate all the aspects. We're trying to learn about this and figure it out. Brian, the one thing about you I'll say, you're a regular caller, and we appreciate regular callers because we all need fans that are loyal and are here every day. You always bring something. So I appreciate the fact that you do call. We love new callers. We like long-time callers. Most importantly, we love listeners. And, you really honor us by listening to us, and I appreciate everything you brought to the table today. Just keep this discussion going. Let's do that. RG in Arisca, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, RG.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I'm going to follow on your just last caller on some of his comments, what you mentioned about the GMO crops and spraying insecticides on the flowering crops and all that. Very true, but maybe it doesn't, the insecticides don't directly kill them, but it can also weaken. Weaken the colony, weaken their health. I think that's one reason, and that the parasites, the mites, and the different funguses can get in there and then cause colony collapse. One other thing I was going to mention is the GMOs themselves, the crops themselves, are designed genetically to resist insects to, I believe it may actually even kill them once they start to feast on either the seeds or the plant itself. So that's going to be a problem. That's problematic in itself as well. And to comment on what another caller said about Monsanto itself and the fact that they developed Agent Orange, which is still used today all over North Dakota, because Agent Orange contained 2,4-D, 2,4-5-T. Roundup is Agent Orange. The only reason they called it orange is because it was actually colored so they could see the application of it over the jungle as they spread it to make sure they got even application. But it's the same crop they use in Vietnam. They're using it every day in North Dakota and all over the farming belt. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. And, Chris, if you would mark this call, RG and Ryan before him raised two very important issues that I'd like to deal with our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, who are one of our major sponsors here, by the way, and we really appreciate them. We don't go without sponsors, right? And they join us usually on Tuesdays for Ag Matters, and so looking forward to that conversation with them. We'll raise a couple of these issues. We'll flag your call to talk just about that on the chemical that's being used. So that's worth talking about. And RG, will you call again?
Absolutely, I call you probably once a week.
Well, do you? Okay, good. I'm glad you do. And
I say from Valley City. Sometimes I say from Oriska because I'm kind of in between the two cities, but.
I've never been to Oriska. Is there a good place for pie there?
There's no place for pie, but if you go to Tower City right in the interstate, that's the one town right over.
That's the pie capital of North Dakota. That's what Tom Clifford told me. Rest his soul, the longtime president of the University of North Dakota, would never go Grand Forks to Bismarck or back without stopping at that famous little truck stop there. So we'll meet up there sometime, RG, and invite some of the listeners.
I'll give them a plug. Absolutely. They've got a great bakery, and they got great pies.
And it's what I need to do to get Todd Mitchell to kind of, you know, join me on the road once in a while. You know, so maybe we could do a K-Fire Cafe meet in the middle in Tower City. I don't know if it's quite the middle. But
I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you.
All right, we'll do it sometime. Stay tuned. You up for that, Todd? Oh, did he? Okay, sorry. Server down. Need to do triage. See, that's Todd's life right there. Yeah, so, okay, anyway. We'll play that call back for him later because we want to bring it up tomorrow with our friends from the Farm Bureau anyway. Joel in Sydney, Montana, listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Calling about the bees. Okay. What was that last caller said about GMOs designed to kill insects? Bees don't eat plants. That's pretty well-known fact. Also, last year, my family, we raised sunflowers, and before we had them treated with insecticide, we called the beekeeper about 2 days prior and told him exactly when those flowers would be sprayed. So he has plenty of time to keep his bees, you know, shut those hives down, whatever, however they do that. And so that really shouldn't be an issue as far as I see it.
Sure. Can I ask you a question completely unrelated? How are things in Sydney, Montana these days? I know that there was a very stressful time with the loss of a dear a person in that community, a teacher there. And just give me the sense of the mood of folks in Sydney, Montana. Is things healed up pretty good, or is it still tough?
Well, I guess I wouldn't know a whole lot. I'm just driving through Sydney. I'm actually from Dickinson.
Oh, are you really? Okay, all right. Well, if anybody's listening who is a local in Sydney, I've been meaning to get out there for a while just to see some folks. You know, we have part of our flag family, a radio station in Tioga, KTGO, and we serve Sydney, Montana, and have advertisers and listeners in Sydney, Montana, so would like to find out more. But sometimes when you say Sydney, we assume you're from Sydney. In your case, you're driving through Sydney, so either way, we don't mind.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. My bad.
Dickinson's a place we got to get to, too, one of these days, and we will. I think we promised a town hall meeting in Army, at Army's Bar and Grill, and I got to get a hold of my buddy, Mr. Armstrong, Kelly, and find out if he'd host us for that so we can find out if that Dickinson press poll has anything close to reality. So we'll be in your neck of the woods one of these days soon, Joel. Thanks for calling, okay?
That would be exciting. Thanks. Yeah.
Take care. Yeah, good to talk to you. Appreciate it. All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550. What the heck is Instagram all about? We're going to learn about that from a sixth grader to be coming up here in the program. We're not going to get to as much on ag versus oil that I wanted to on the race between Doug Boring and Ryan Taylor, but we'll certainly set that up for tomorrow, too. All coming up, so don't touch that dial, please.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you get over the Mandan shop of High Plains Apache, ask for Sean and say, they tell me you're the Maytag repairman. And look at the smile on his face. You got to do this for me. All right. You could do it for Tim, too. He's a service tech there. But Sean Volk is the guy I always call the Maytag repairman. And that goes for any Apache sprayer service tech, because whether it's at Fargo or the Mandan shop where I spend most of the time, the deal is these guys have so little work because of for one, when you have a warranty like the Apache sprayer has, that speaks volumes. Number one, this thing just is, it's just a great machine. And they sell a lot of them new and used at High Plains Apache. They're your Apache sprayer dealer. And these techs, they need something to do. So like make up something if you would. And if, maybe just replace a part before it even breaks. They have tons of those, 50,000 parts in stock, or they'll get it right to your door. Find out more about them at HighPlainsApache.com. They're across from the Bonanza. Oh, it is getting close to lunchtime. Mandan, Eastside Court, call them at 663-2375, 663-2375. Okay, the sixth grader on Instagram coming up, but first Casey and Kildare. What's on your mind, Casey? Thanks for joining us today on the program.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Not as good as you, because I'm not in Kildare. How's it going?
Oh, not bad. Something came to my attention this morning as I was cruising around on the Internet, and it's come to my attention that there's a lot of people who fake being veterans of the United States military, different branches, special forces and SEALs. You know, I thought that it was just limited to, you know, the random drunk guy in the bar, but it turns out these people actually get tattoos and uniforms and lead basically double lives, and it's disgusting to me.
That is disgusting. We have to unpack that story in great detail. We have to unpack that story because I've heard about it from actually Shane and Todd saw it, and Chris has it on our stack of stuff today. We just didn't get to it. But can you think of anything more repulsive than that? I mean, it's just absolutely. And, you know, the folks on the side of the road that say homeless vet need $5, I always, you know, if I have it, I mean, I try and do it. I saw a story not long ago, year or so maybe, that talked about how this is sort of a profession and you know, that they use this to get money out of you. I remember I was down for the WCHA Final Five in Minneapolis one time, that park down there between the XL Energy Center and the St. Paul Hotel. There's like a bunch of them, and they tell everybody the same story. You know, oh, I'm a vet, and I need money for diabetes or insulin. And, you know, just, yeah, I feel for them because clearly they're down on their luck. But you're thinking, if you have that much ingenuity, go use it. You know, I mean, that's what's really frustrating. But I, Casey, thanks for pointing that out. We'll make sure we add it to the stack of stuff. If not tomorrow, for sure Wednesday, to unpack it in great detail, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Casey's gone. So, yeah, appreciate the call a bunch. Clark in Glenburg, let's quickly get you in here. Clark, what's on your mind real quick?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about one of your previous callers. He said that Agent Orange is the same as Roundup. I'm hoping he misspoke, but that is completely false. I just want listeners out there to realize that glyphosate or Roundup is completely different toxin than Agent Orange. That's all I got.
All right, Clark, that's good. Listening on KCJB, we had a lot of fun with our friends at KCJB during the fair, and appreciate you listening there in Glenburg. And Chris, flag that call, too, because we'll deal with the that question and the other with our friends from the Farm Bureau tomorrow to follow up that whole conversation. All I want to say on the ag race is, the Ag Commission race is the following. Should the Ag Commission race in North Dakota not be all about ag? Right now it's about, all about oil because that's a Democratic political strategy. Is that the best strategy? Let's keep that conversation going on Facebook. We'll talk more about it tomorrow and look forward to the conversation. And I'm going to make personal phone calls to Ryan Taylor and Doug Goring today to have them come on, you know, maybe a half hour each, an hour each, whatever they want to do, and talk more about that in the future. Okay, Haley Hannon is here. She's about to enter the sixth grade. And she promised to come on the program today to teach the old man a little something about Instagram. Hello, Haley. Welcome back.
Hi.
Sounds like you had a little caffeine. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Todd, you happy? Is she passed the test so far?
A lot perkier now.
Yeah, Todd's a lot perkier. Okay, so tell Todd and I about Instagram. What is Instagram? Is it Facebook with pictures?
Not exactly.
Okay.
You can't make a post without putting a picture with it. You have to do a picture, right? And you can't have too many followers or you can't follow too many people. And, yeah, and then you post a picture. And then if you like it, then obviously like the same thing as Facebook. You can like it. You can comment.
How many Facebook or how many Instagram followers do you have?
150-some, I think.
And how many follow you? You know?
What?
Oh, that's followers. How many do you follow?
Like 300.
You follow like 300.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of you just page through and see what folks that you like and have similar interests are doing, and they do the same for you.
And also, there's a popular page that, like, you like posts, and then it says, like, based on the photos you like, based on the people you follow and stuff. And there's like 10, 12 posts on there that you can see that they're based on photos you like. So you can, like, if you find an account on there that you like, you can follow them.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit lost, but I know this. I have 5,000 followers on Facebook, and my head pops trying to keep track of everything. I enjoy it, but... Oh, they're friends? Yeah, they're 5,000 friends. Right, okay, sorry. And will you help me set up an Instagram page?
Sure.
Will you do the same for Todd?
Sure.
Todd, would that be worth $5 each for you and I to have Haley do that?
No problem.
Okay. Because she did extract. She's a very good negotiator. She's going to run this company someday, I think. She extracted. What's in it for me to come on the program? And I said, maybe Todd and I could split it. And so she's going to set it up, $5 each to do it, and the full report tomorrow or Wednesday, for sure this week, from our favorite sixth grader, Haley Hannon. Thank you, Haley. Enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, listeners. God bless you one and all. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.